Peace be with you. I think this morning it's a very good opportunity to reflect on that. Jesus came to show us what God is like. Jesus came to teach us how to love one another. And Jesus came to condemn greed, exploitation, violence and war. And the authorities didn't like it. Government didn't like it. Religion didn't like it. His message challenges their ways. They hated him and what he stood for so much that they arrested him, mocked him, tortured him and murdered him. So he was gone. And they thought his feeble tree-hugging message would die with him, overpowered by corruption and dominated by military might. But Jesus knew otherwise. He knew death could not hold him. He knew he would rise. He told his disciples to tell everyone the good news that he had overcome death for all of us. We could now be brave and live the way he led us to, certain that even if powerful enemies killed us, it was not the end. The end of today's passage from John reads, "But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name." So what difference does it make to you to have life in his name? What difference does it make to me? If you look at the passage from Acts, it made a whole heap of difference to Peter, who said, "This Jesus God raised up, and that all of us are witnesses." This man, frightened to even acknowledge he knew Jesus in the courtyard, was telling off the people who had put to death the Son of God, bold as brass, and saying he had been raised from the dead. For me, and maybe for him too, it's because of the length, forever, and the quality, good and beautiful, of life promised in Jesus. Do you often worry what people will think of you? Do you keep quiet when you should speak up for what is right? Has your life been really changed by what Jesus did and is still doing? I think this passage at Easter gives us a nudge to ask us if we believe in Jesus. Not if we believe he existed and was put to death. Any historian could tell you that. There is enough evidence. But do we believe that he is part of the three-in-one God who created the world? Do we believe he was raised from the dead? Do we believe that he stuck two fingers up to demonic, distorted earthly power and showed us the way to live under his rule in his kingdom, which will never end? I had a very horrid time in my life a few years ago when I was brought low by a malicious complaint at work. It robbed me of my mental health, my security of employment, and my reputation. I was afraid for my sobriety and my life, though I managed to hold on to both, thank God. I wondered then what I was supposed to do when people told lies and conspired together and my truth was not believed. I prayed a lot when I could. I also noticed that God found voice through two trusted friends, our Laura and the new one, Zippy, from Nairobi via Facebook. and through my lovely husband Darren. The message I finally got when I managed to tune in was an image of two tattoos. In Greek, "My own peace I give you," from John 14:22, and in Hebrew, "woman of valor," from Proverbs 31. Eventually, I got my actual tattoos. Here is today's visual aid. Today's readings show another instance of Jesus bringing his peace to frightened people, and a big fat instance of a few disciples speaking the truth bravely, being themselves, and living by the values and faith they had come to own. Gradually, I'm getting myself back from the brink, being brave and preaching, being brave in my job as a manager, which I managed to hang on to, being brave in my advocacy of queer marriage in the church's Living in Love and Faith process. But it takes some visual aids. It takes these tattoos on my arms with which I wish to embrace the world. It takes the lectionary readings of people speaking up and stepping out, daring to believe against all appearances that Jesus is making all things new. Yes, Trump might yet be a candidate again in the US presidential elections. Yes, Putin's conscripts might be killing children, raping women and breaking hearts. Yes, people might lie and be unfaithful and let us down with life-altering consequences. But Jesus is alive. Jesus gives us his peace when we seek him, even at times when we need our friends' help to find him when we are too weak. Like Thomas, we didn't get to be in the room with Jesus. So we have to content ourselves with the written word and the present day word in the still small voice of Holy Spirit, who speaks to us now about the word, Jesus, whom Eugene Peterson described as everything God had to say about God's self. When I was on holiday this week, I read the novel called Patmos, which is about John the Elder, who is thought to have written the Gospel of John and the Book of Revelation, a disciple of Jesus, yet not one of the 12. In the novel, he has written the words of Revelation on the walls of the cave. They glow and have a light and life of their own, as if inhabited by Holy Spirit. In the revelation of Jesus to John, Jesus reveals his power and glory and his plans to redeem the entire world. So whatever we are hiding behind or hiding from today, like the disciples, we are not alone. Whatever hard or unjust things befall us, he understands because he has shared our unjust sufferings. He forgives perpetrators as well as standing by victims, because the cruelties of this world can make people cruel. Jesus promises life in him, which is beautiful in part today, and one day will be wholly beautiful forever. He is working to make all things new, and one day in his timing, he will achieve everything he has set out to do. And he will sustain his creation until this comes to pass. Amen.